Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast.
Welcome.
It's been a while.
We've been gone for weeks and weeks.
But I think it was well needed.
Yes, absolutely.
I got shit done. I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I will not lie, though. Sometimes I feel lost. And that brings us to...
Is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about...
I'm eating a bagel.
She is eating a bagel. Pardon her. It's apple, cream cheese, whatever.
It's really good.
But don't you just sometimes feel lost? You know, you have to... You're just pulled in so many directions that it takes a toll on your brain and how you make decisions.
NPR?
Welcome to NPR. I can't hear myself too well.
You have, like, the deep... wet mouth.
Oh, really? I never really...
Hi, guys. Welcome to NPR.
No. Ugh. You know, that's so funny because I got into my car and it was... My dad drove it last, and he was listening to NPR, so I had to fucking change it. Like,
that's bass.
And it was, like, super loud, and the bass in my car is not that... Granted, it is kicked up all the way, but when you play music, it's not that bassy. But when it's fucking NPR, I swear to God, they have the bass all the way up on their audio settings.
Yeah, I get those subwoofers.
They are, like, if I could do it on here and make a sound like that. But
that's a whole episode.
So just imagine NPR bass. Yeah, imagine getting into your car so early in the morning and you just are like,
dude, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, look at the audio. No, I'm so sorry if that was too loud.
Dude, do we know that if people listen?
I'm not sure.
I think we bring it up like every other.
I'm not sure.
I don't care.
I've also got a coffee. I was sipping it.
I also just don't care.
But don't you just feel lost sometimes?
I feel so lost all the time, even when I feel put together.
And that's NPR.
That was not as... That was not what I was going for.
Okay, you had a little tremble in your voice, though. That was what really sold
did that
it.
Yeah, okay, good. I've got that.
Ooh, there's
cinnamon in there.
I can see it.
What's the problem?
It's not mixed, but yeah,
it's insoluble.
So my reasoning for having these feelings of lostness, have you, is mainly because of, you know, life.
This is fucking perfect.
The gears are just starting to turn in my head. It's been like such a short yet long morning for me emotionally. I had to get up and like turn on my brain too fast. So that's what's fucking with
that's
me.
That's the
right
worst.
Now. So but I had this thought. Okay, I was scheduling out my remaining semesters in college, which is only three, which is mind-blowing.
Oh, really crazy.
I only have three more semesters. And this is my fifth semester.
It's ours?
Our fifth semester.
That's kind of crazy.
So seeing it all laid out on paper, that... like Mortal Kombat blow into my brain. Like,
I was at Azteca yesterday. I was talking to Joe.
Bougie.
What does that say about Oswego? That Azteca is bougie.
It's fucking expensive, dude.
Go to Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
What the fuck?
What?
I don't know.
My coffee.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. This is good for me. This is healthy. Our fucking audio is.
I almost just choked on a whole like piece of bagel.
Bagel or bagel?
I don't want to do this.
Anyways, you were at Azteca.
No, I was at Azteca and I was like talking about, I was thinking about like grad school and like I need to pick grad schools
shit.
Right now, dude.
Shit.
And I literally was just going through it the
fuck.
Entire date, dude.
Fuck! What the fuck? It sounds so much louder. Oh, but yeah, I mean, same thing with me. I've actually found a residency.
Really?
And guess where?
New York?
Fucking Boston. It's in Somerville, Boston.
Where, bitch?
It's not... What?
I gotta find where that is.
Somerville. It's not too far from where we were when we visited.
In Boston. There's like a town?
Yeah, Somerville. Somerville.
Somer? Like,
but the stipend dude, it is great. It's like so generous. The only thing that I'm trying to figure out right now is the housing situation. Mm-hmm. It's mud flat pottery. And yeah, like it's for, you know, actually I'm in luck because it's a person of color summer residency.
Hey, like so, specifically for people of color?
Artists of color, it's called.
Wow.
So yeah, that's where it is.
Nice.
And it's super, look at it.
Whoa! I know, right? Changing my major right
It's
now.
So pretty. But that's my plan for the 3 months of summer is to go there and just live in Boston for 3 months, like, and do this residency.
Like this summer?
Yes, this summer.
$2,500 per month.
Yeah.
Towards housing. See, look at that.
See, that's what I'm emailing them about. So, yes, I'm really excited, but I need to know these details. So I've asked them a couple questions and sent them an email. But even if it is the case, if I can find somewhere to sublet just for those 3 months, like, you know. Oh, yeah. It's October. February is so far away for the deadline.
You don't get it, man. You got to get that in now.
I know. That's why I'm waiting for them. I just sent them the email like yesterday, so it's the weekend, and I don't expect them to reply so fast. But
oh, no, I feel like a little lost and scared. What are you doing to me?
The first one that I found was in Saratoga, which was like, okay, great. That's 2 hours away.
Yeah, but
the stipend was like really, really low. But they did give housing. So that's where I was like, eh. But then it also said I must have a degree in BFA concentration ceramics. So that sounds like I need to be graduated in order to be in that program.
Mm-hmm.
So I did send them an email before I found the Boston one asking like, does it really must have? Yeah. Like, can we work something out? So I'm waiting for a response from them. But I mean, that's just...
I got no worry. I got to look at stuff for me.
It does sound... like I don't sound too lost because I know like even what I'm doing this summer, and it's October right now, like I'm thinking that far ahead.
Yeah,
but then I think even more ahead of like, oh fuck, like 3 semesters and then what? And then the world is my fucking oyster and I'm freaking out a little bit. So it's like, it's great. It's just like, it's like good scary. It's good scary because like, thank the fuck I can get out of school and like actually live my life, figure shit out, make money, and have a good time. Oh, I thought that they were pulling out an organ, but that's a...
I think it's a tail.
It's a tail? It looked strange. You're going to do that? Wait, which aquarium are you looking at right now?
This is the Boston one.
Oh, in England.
On the harbor.
In the harbor. The harbor we went to?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, imagine if they have a... Do they do resident, like an internship thing over the summer?
See, I don't know. That's what I'm looking. Yeah, they do. Internship, summer.
Yeah. Dude.
Imagine where we both do...
Penguin colony!
What?
Penguin colony.
Marine mammal training! Oh.
Imagine we both do a summer thing in Boston like this.
Dude, that'd be fun as fuck.
Be fun as fuck.
So fun. Speaking of Boston... We are trying to plan our trip back to Boston again.
Yeah, that's later today. Later today.
Later today, in fact. Oh, but yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what we found out.
What'd you find out?
There's a Canadiens Boston
hockey
game on the night we get there.
That we get there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, but we're still going to be there. You know what I mean?
So we'd be there on time.
Yes. That's what we found. And
dude, my dad is gonna be so jealous. He's gonna be like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Dude, right, you should fucking come.
Well, he should come with us.
Yeah,
I don't know. How much are they? Is the question.
See, it's,
pull the collar. A little stretching out the collar right now. Caffeine. Let's take a look.
What is it? Tickets?
Tickets
for... What's that ticket?
Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm.
Internships.
Ooh. SeatGeek. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Dancing with the Stars VIP. You know, I feel like that's something that I'll never get to do in my life is do like backstage passes or VIP.
Yeah.
You know? It's not something that I'm interested in, and it's also something that I don't think I'd ever... do. So you're saying it's the Boston Bruins v the Montreal Canadiens? Mm-hmm. That's insane. Let's take a look. 7 p.m.
Let's take a look.
Let's take a look. This NPR is brought to you by... Oh, I wish I remembered their sponsors. NPR is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is an online platform. Oh my god, that's a huge arena.
Yeah, that's big.
Dude, and I missed the first game of the season here.
Me too.
I feel so sad, but dude, I was way too tired.
Way up here.
You know what? That's fine. I'll bring my glasses.
Verified resale?
What? Oh. That's the price.
No, they are expensive. It was just an idea, but... Do not.
I mean, what's the... What about those things behind that?
It's really far away.
What? Right there. Is that just the hall? Am I confused by the little dots that represent people? I need these answers now!
They're all important questions.
They're all taken?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Just for shits and giggles.
For November?
See how much this is. Ooh! Yikes.
You know, $1,000 to be in the front row. Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that. But only $200 to be in the way back.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You need four seats.
I know. It always depends on, like, because these ticket prices,
mm-hmm.
See, look at this. These ticket prices are, like, variable from, like, what do you call it? Stadium to stadium. Like, we could get this seating for, like, less than $200 at, like, Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. So it's just the location?
It's always, like...
I mean, I would assume if like, the Boston Red Sox were playing the Yankees, like, at a different stadium, which is weird, but... Yeah. We just get different seats. Like,
you're all the way, like,
over there.
Worth it.
Wow. I mean, we saw the headquarters of the Boston Bruins when we were driving up there. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
On that big old congested highway.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. There's a lot that I want to explore again in Boston. A lot that we didn't see.
This time we're actually gonna have some time.
Yeah.
See, this is not what I wanted to do on this pod. We planned this time.
I know, we're so anxious to go.
I'm excited because we gotta plan it now.
I know.
We gotta find somewhere to stay.
Yeah.
That's like the main thing for this today.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So.
I'm so excited.
Doesn't really sound like we're too lost. We sound pretty put together. But...
Look at all the stuff. Now you got me all not worrying about this podcast.
But my future. But yeah. Okay. 3 semesters. And you know what? The future is looking bright. And I kind of did this little... Don't patronize me.
No, dude. I don't feel that. Don't pity me. No, not you. I'm thinking about me. Because you say that, and I'm like, damn, I wish I felt the same way. I'm fucking scared. I feel like my future is so...
I'm scared, too. Like, it's not set in stone, and it can change. And, like, my hopes can be crushed in just a second, but... You know, I'm looking at my classes and I'm like, this is great. Like, I'm getting the senior shit out of the way. And, like, I'm in all these upper classes that I wanted to be where I feel like my skill level is. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not taking these intro classes anymore. Like, I'm up there.
You're there. Intermediate, advanced.
You know, is it going to be soul crushing work?
Yeah. Yes. That's how I feel, too, about mine.
But the work outcome, though.
Worth it.
So, yeah. But BTA and like, and it's all like kind of falling into place too, because these certain things that I didn't plan, like per se, I didn't want to take intro to photography this semester, but I did because I needed the credit and it also was part of my degree.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can take the classes that I actually want later on, and that's cool. And I had to go meet with somebody in the art department, and when I was sitting there, my painting professor was also going to meet with that same person after me. And he's like, yeah, I'll scoot over. Let me sit down. You know, I'll wait here with you. And he's like, yeah, how you doing? Whatever. And he's like, yeah, remember when you said that, you know, you were interested in maybe TAing for my class? Like, I want you to TA. And I was like, dude, last night,
I don't know. You just said home.
And I was like, literally the night prior to that day, I was freaking out because I only had 4 classes and I needed a fifth one to meet my credit requirements. So by me TAing, that fills that spot, and it's not another studio that's going to like require me to do a bunch of work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect. And that's when it was like, oh, this, it's all coming together, you know, my Crocs new groove, little rubbing of the palms. Yes, yes. Oh. My brother turned 11 yesterday.
Aw, happy birthday. Got
that going for him, you know?
Aw.
He texted me. He's like, Mom, let me use the phone. I miss you. Love you. And I was like, I love you too, little goofball. And apparently he's afraid of going on roller coasters for some reason. And I think that's so funny.
It's okay.
But he's like the most chaotic one out of the two. Because the other one's like, well, he's more, he's more like a mama's boy, you know, like more kind-hearted, not like crazy, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But just like for the one that's like always jumping off of shit. It's like, I don't want to go on the roller coaster.
Aww.
I miss them dearly. I plan to go visit them in Florida on spring break. And yeah, I think we might be going to a little amusement park. That's why I brought that up. Mm-hmm. So excited to go to the beach and all that. Again, not set in stone, but it's a pretty... Yeah.
Look, I might go to California for my birthday.
Ooh.
So that's where my brother lives. And we might go to Universal.
Mm. See the Minions. Imagine what the world would be like without Minions.
No, I know.
Not like something terrible,
but
just the Minions.
What makes me like kind of like sus about it is that every time we've gotten like bought like the like really close to going, like we have the tickets, something always happens that we can't go, like COVID.
Oh, really?
We were supposed to go that summer, but because of COVID, we couldn't go.
So that all happened because of you.
What do you mean?
By you buying Universal tickets, you fucked
up. No, it wasn't Universal. I was just like to California to see my brother.
So now you're saying that something big might happen?
I'm just worried that like there's a higher power.
That was me knocking for good luck.
Like letting us know like you can't go there. Because there's always something like making us so we can't.
So what do you think would happen if you get there?
I don't know. It's fucking scary.
Like,
what if
there's
the plane,
something
like,
waiting for you?
Plane
there?
Explodes or something.
No. I'm thinking that you make it to California and there's like, I feel like there's just like a guy on a corner like waiting to just like give you a funny tale to tell.
I thought you'd like jump me.
No.
That could probably happen.
No.
To California.
I'm talking like a dude like, I don't know. Going like just dip in. Or maybe you do like get a psychic reading on the streets of LA like that.
On the beach.
You want to know something cool that I learned about my dad?
When
he was, I don't really know, in his late 20s, and he was working on Martha's Vineyard for his friends, whatever, building shit. Fucker was living on the beach.
Yeah.
He was actually sleeping on the beach, like had a campsite there. It was paying like $100 a month.
Yeah.
Like,
that's cute.
Oh, imagine that. And he's like, yeah, I would wake up, I'd go for a morning swim, and then I'd go, you know, work wherever. And then I'd come back, and then I'd take a nap, pull out my little flip up clock that had a timer on it. I was like, so cool. Oh, but ever since that, I've just been dreaming, like, man. Fuck, where am I going to be in my late 20s? I hope I'll be sleeping on the beach every fucking night and
having
the ocean be my shower.
Like, I don't even know how, like, stuff like that happens for, like...
That's, like, living the dream.
Like, I don't know how that happens. Like, how? You don't care? Like, you just don't care? You just do whatever? Is that it? Is that the key? Just not give a shit?
I feel like that is the definition of freedom.
That is the definition. That is literally the, like, movie type shit. And, like...
And
the
he
story
just,
of...
she just fucking told me, I'm like, are you
what?
Serious right now? Like,
yeah.
He's like, what? Yeah, I slept on the beach and we like pitched tents and put a big old tarp and put pallets on the ground and stuff. And then I made like a little, he said he took a broken mirror. They wedged it in like a Y of a tree.
Yeah.
And they found a fucking sink, put it out there and had a bucket underneath and fucking were able to brush their teeth out in the fucking wild like that. They were just like, they had clean running water like that. And it was so like.
Yeah, I don't know. We gotta go somewhere warm. We can't go somewhere cold.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I want to check Boston weather.
Look it up. I almost said John. Joe, pull it up. We should really
see. They have nice weather while we don't.
Yeah, what's it gonna be like during? When we go. I don't see. I'm already still jumping the gun. I'm so excited to go.
I know, me too. We're gonna go. Like, period.
We're going.
We just gotta plan it out. So this is when we'd go, like, from the 18th, like, to then. Just a couple days.
Make it 22.
You want me to?
I mean, what, we would leave the 18th?
Or... Yeah, we would leave, like, early on the 18th.
Okay.
And then... We can make it 22. I mean, I'd like it to be that was up to, that was just like an estimate, just because, like, I don't know how expensive it's gonna be.
True. We'll see. We'll see. But that's great, and we get the weekday experience, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Shit's not closed on a Sunday.
For real.
So, I want to go thrifting. I want to go fucking coffee shops. I want to check out Mudflat. What's up.
We should, like, plan out, like, look at the restaurants.
Yes. I saw when I was looking at Mudflat, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a Brazilian fucking barbecue right around the corner from that place. And
really?
I was like, I want to try that. Really? I don't know. I saw something Brazilian cuisine. I was like, yes. Yes, please. Get that little taste of culture while I can. Somerville.
There's a lot, dude. There's a lot even not near,
you know,
Somerville.
I act surprised, but... But anywhere else, anywhere else than here has more culture. So
any big city. So we could definitely look.
And, you know, Martha's Vineyard, which is off the coast of Boston or Massachusetts, a lot of Brazilians are there.
Yeah,
and that's crazy.
That is very interesting.
You know, my mom, when they. So my parent, this is deep lore. I don't know if there's anyone who listens to us. I don't think they know this.
They probably won't.
So my parents met in Brazil. My dad got offered to go take a trip to Brazil for 3 months. Met my mom after 2 weeks. They got married. Crazy story. Love.
Yeah.
They came back. She got her citizenship. They went to Martha's Vineyard because that's where my dad was stationed at. Just he didn't serve.
He was in the army. He did not serve.
He did not serve at all. That's where he
lived.
Well,
he did serve. But not
that way. He served papers, court papers, to verify the marriage and citizenship. But they went back there, and it was like, there was a lot of Brazilians there, and they were helping out with construction and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But there was this one guy, he was Brazilian, and he was a tattooist.
Nice.
So, apparently... In Martha's Vineyard at the time, early 2000s, probably 1999 or something. I'm not sure when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
But tattooing was illegal in Martha's Vineyard.
Really?
So he did all this shit. He went up to the fucking Congress and he's like, to Congress, and was like, yo, I want to make tattooing legal here. Like, it's legal everywhere else. Why is it illegal on Martha's Vineyard? So he had my mom, who... was learning English, but she picked it up pretty fast. She translated all the paperwork and stuff for that. And she translated the paperwork for when people wanted to get tattooed for him.
Really?
And then my dad got a free armband out of it, too.
Nice!
So, yeah, I'm connected to that somehow.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, even when I think about it, I'm like, really? That fucking happened? But,
yeah.
I don't know. Deep lake lore.
Standing, it's a lot of freedom and just being confident standing up for what you believe in.
Yeah, you know, back then stuff wasn't great.
No.
But it was a little better, but it was also, there was a lot of restrictions. So it's like, I don't know. When you think back to it, you're like, that's so cool, like how they're advocating for just a simple right to be able to tattoo somebody and put ink on their skin.
Yeah.
But then when you think, this is so deep, when you think about it now, it's like, well, now we're fighting for even our basic right to fucking be able to kick a baby out of our house, of our, you know, our home womb.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just makes me think about Chicago 9.
That movie is so good.
It is so good. I want to watch it again.
Voting rights is a thing now too. Which is like, I was talking with my other friend just last night that, like, I don't know what it was, like, Home Depot, like, saying, like, I don't agree with these voting rights of some kind.
Someone from Home Depot?
Like Home Depot.
The company.
I don't Like, what the fuck is that, Home Depot? You know what I mean? Because it was like Lowe's versus Home Depot. Which one would you prefer? And then Lowe's. Yeah.
Well, Lowe's in general, just because I don't have a Home Depot. But every time I go into
we
a
have
Home
an Ace.
Depot, they're pretty good too.
But nobody, everyone forgets about Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware,
folks.
Tools.
See, tools. I don't know the words. I still don't. So I was little.
I think it's folks.
I believe whatever you say.
Place with the helpful hardware tools.
No, folks. I'm not. I thought it was helpful hardware goes.
I don't know.
Missy, I don't know.
We don't know. But we're getting political on the Sort of Helpful podcast.
I don't want
to. Who are you with? Lowe's or Home Depot?
Oh, God.
Everyone talks about Home Depot all the time. They
dude,
talk
fuck
about
Home
Lowe's.
Depot.
They never talk about Lowe's.
See, it depends on where you are. Like, no one I know talked about Home Depot until last night. People were like, Lowe's or Home Depot.
Home Depot's a meme.
Yeah, because it's got the fucking bow. Bow. Yeah, like the sexy that shit, dude.
The little tools in the background.
Ding.
Yeah. Me in the shower listening to this. Doom, 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 doom.
That's the Lowe's thing.
I don't think Lowe's has like a song like that. They might have like a similar background.
Dude,
thing.
Lowe's is so good they don't need one. Exactly. They don't have fucking commercials or shit.
They're blue.
Anything.
They stand with blue.
Yeah.
Not that kind
well,
of blue.
Well, hold
not that blue.
Hold on.
Blue, like leftist blue.
Liberal blue.
You're wearing it right now.
No, this is not liberal blue. And you know.
No, no. It's Lowe's blue. It's like a little tinted down.
I'm fighting words, dude. You're telling me I'm wearing liberal blue. Oh. Yeah, it's better than fucking Republican red.
For sure. That shit hurts the eyes.
But communist red? No, we're talking. I don't listen, man.
Whoa.
The United States politics can.
Any politics.
Yeah, dude. I hate politics.
Man, I wish I could just sit back here.
I wish this thing could reach farther.
Oh,
I wish we had
stretch.
Cameras. I still haven't even seen your room. Where you
oh,
had this supposed, you know, setup. You
it's really dirty. It's really messy.
Did you get that AC out or something? Or that window wasn't closing or something? I don't remember.
What?
You're
just making shit up.
Didn't you say,
you're saying shit.
Didn't you say that there was like a window that just wouldn't shut and then there was rain that came
No,
in?
I just didn't close it.
What the shit?
I don't remember.
Wowza.
Excuse me. That was really loud.
This is liberal blue.
That on button is liberal blue.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm still so tired, but I've pretty much drunken this whole coffee.
Have drunken?
Drunken.
Drank.
I think we're lost
this
on the
is
topic.
This is done. We're done. Dude. There's no going back.
But it's fun, you know. We're back. We're a little silly. We're a little deprived of sleep. You
see, I like not following a
you know
thing.
What? But we talk about some pretty good stuff, though. When we have the flow, when we actually have a topic to talk about that we both, you know, agree
lost.
On,
lost was today, and I think we got lost pretty well. I think we really...
We showed.
Yeah, we did.
We showed it. We served.
We gave them everything.
Mm-hmm. What's your Halloween costume going to be?
Holy...
You lost on that?
Yeah, that's what I'm lost on, too. And it's, like, nobody wants to, like, actually...
I got nowhere to be for Halloween, so it's
See, I want to have, like, a little Halloween party.
You want to have a little Halloween party?
But, like...
Where?
I don't know.
I don't know what I'd be, either. I've seen some pretty clever ones, though, with, like, people dressing up as maids and then having, like, a silver platter that says cunt. So they're just...
What the fuck?
They're serving cunt.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
No, it's a...
It is funny.
It's a saying. Or, I like,
know, it's
you know,
a saying.
I like the ones of people dressing up as the penguin Cody, and he's like, everyone's always on me. He's like, what's Cody this, Cody that? Cody's me, bro. Let me be.
That is pretty cool.
I like when they put the feathers on their eyebrows.
It makes me sad, because I love dressing up for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like it's just slipping through my fingers.
Cut, 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 cut.
Oh, bitch.
Katrina, Katrina, Katrina.
Yeah, dude.
Wonderful.
I love that culture.
You know, I've been in the mood to play some board games recently. I want a board game night.
You know what? How about this? We dress up for Halloween and we just have a get together instead of like a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone brings some, like you got to bring like an appetizer or a dessert or something.
Like a Halloween potluck?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, just because that's what like the old people do. Like the millennials, like my brother. That's what they do with his friends and that's fun.
I saw a post on Facebook of like some person that we know of, we're not really too close with. No, not in my family.
Oh.
It's Facebook.
Oh. Yeah. So, sorry, I missed that.
And this post, it was a Christian post, and they were like, I think I gotta pull it up. Oh my gosh. One second. Bitch, I'm a star. Let me find it. I don't think I'm gonna be able to find it. Hold on one second. But okay.
I have like the weirdest cuticles ever.
What?
I don't know. Like look at this. What is this? Like
that white part?
Yeah, it's like coming. That's your cuticle. Like up through my cuticle.
No. All right. I'm getting it right here. So this post has a picture. It says, "I don't celebrate Halloween for the same reason Satanists don't celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Light has no fellowship with darkness." And the person wrote this little bit to go with this picture.
Okay.
"Sorry, friends. I'm out. Been for a few years now. I just decorate for fall now. No more celebrating death in my home. This just makes so much sense when you understand the spiritual realm.
Get the fuck out of here.
I just hope this helps to support someone who's on the fence. It's not easy. Much love to you all." And then
my prayers are with you.
46 comments, and it's just like, look at how big that is. Of people being like, you know, oh my gosh, this one actually says, "I know I shouldn't have to take your response personally, but it really did hurt me." Oh my gosh.
That's really silly.
So much controversy in this post. But when I saw I like threw my phone down. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Sorry guys, I'm out.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I'm out. Just like, it felt like a coming out sort of thing. Yeah. Where it was like, you know,
I'm out.
Yeah. I've been in this for a while, but you know what? I think I'm good. I'm good, okay?
Yeah.
No more Halloween. Man,
so
because it's so satanic to hand out candy to children.
I know.
And they're dressed up as a bumblebee, like Satan. Gosh,
it's really fucking.
That
stupid.
Really got me. That really got me going in the giggles. I feel like we should go see a comedy stand up
in Boston. Yeah, probably gonna get a tattoo.
And that's something that I had to look up. That I wanted to look up. Is artists in Boston.
Dude, can we... now I really want to have a Halloween potluck.
We could do that.
I want to do that.
It's fucking, like, that's next weekend.
Yeah,
like, the 28th.
Yeah, sorry, I gotta get...
Halloween's on a Tuesday.
We gotta go get some...
What? I know. Halloween's on a Tuesday. Look it up right now on the calendar.
I believe you, and I know it. I'm just
denial.
Being... Denial.
Little bitch about
no,
it. Like,
yeah.
What? I know that.
Dude, fuck that.
Oh, that's pure chocolate syrup. Look up Boston tattoo artists.
There's one that I've been following since, like, we went there.
But if I go, it's either going to be, like, something that's this big, or what I was trying to get that day we went to Syracuse. That was the huge-ass dragonfly on my leg.
Dude, I might get my,
We'd have to get that, like, the last day, though. Yeah. I don't want to deal with that the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Boston Barber tattoo.
Barber.
Yeah, they're really good.
Wow.
I've been following them for
a little
bit. Who's
that little guy? Go back. Was he getting his hair cut?
Yeah.
It's a dog in a barber's chair with a little barber.
You can get a haircut
smock.
And a tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. Fucking sick as fuck. They're really good artists.
Wow, those big old octopus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the pooches.
Little puppies.
Support dog. I love support dogs in tattoo places.
I know.
All right, like, that's it. Yes. I'm cutting it off.
Yeah, oh. Detail. I don't like the tattoo.
Not the clock in the skull. And the lion.
Not the eye in the forehead. Yeah. Okay.
Third eye.
We're done.
No more Halloween.
We're done.
I'm out.
I'm out.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.